says on the top of the Hayamid Aleph, Adam Zomlin, the Ramon of listening, why does Rabbi Oshia not list Adam Zomlin as part of the other Mazikim? After all, if you list all of all Chiyuv and Mammon, all Mazikim that are Chiyuv and Mammon, since Adam Zomlin is a Chiyuv Mammon, but they have to pay the Nidon, so we should list that as well. Let's have a look at Rabbi Akiva, the Amrei Mishal Menach Yatsim. It's not the Gemara. Rabbi Oshia holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Adam Zomlin are not Mishal Menach Yatsman. He holds that it's a Knas. Mode of the Knas is Potter. So since Adam Zomlin is a Knas, that's why he doesn't list it as part of the other Mazikim. So the question is, what does this mean? That Adam Zomim are not Mishalim al Pi Atzman. What's the case of Moda B'Knas by Adam Zomim? So Rashi gives us a very complicated case, very interesting case. What does Rashi say? Let's see the Rashi together. He goes, "In Huzmu Bebezdin Zevelo Hizbek Baldin Lahamidam Bedin Latovan V'Hochel Machamache V'Hodu Shal Bebezdin V'Amru Huzamnu Bebezdino Shal Ploni Ptur." What happened? The Edim testified about Reuven that he owes Shimon $100. It was a halval, let's say. And then other Edim come, a second kai comes, and says what? Imanu ha'isem b'mokam ploni. We don't know, maybe the halval took place, but you can't testify about that because you were with us at that time and place. So at first glance, the Edim become Edim zamim, and they should have to pay the nidon, the one that they wanted to be mechayev mam. But Rashi assumes that somehow it's not an automatic chiyuv, but rather there has to be a new din Torah between the Nidon and the Edom Zomim. He has to be toveya them in Bezdin that they should have to pay him. And in the interim, the Edom Zomim ran to another Bezdin and they said they were Moda, that they were Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin. So that's the situation, that Moda B'Knas is going to be potter for them. They can't be Mishalim al Piatzman. The second Bezdin can't be Mechayedin. Al Maknasu, who says the Rashi, Moda B'Knas potter. That's a Rashi interpretation. So there are a couple of issues over here. First of all, why does he have to say that they ran to the second Bezdin? Right? If the whole idea is that Moda B'Knas is potter, that they admit that they were Huzmu in the first Bezdin, so why the second Bezdin? Maybe even the first Bezdin. Whose kash is that? It's the Rabbi Peretz's kash. But what's this idea of running to a second Bezdin? Why is the second Bezdin better than the first Bezdin? We don't really understand how they can admit that they were Edom Zomim. I mean, we know that they're Edom Zomim. The second Edom testified, so they were mazin them. They turned into Edom Zomim. So the assumption we'd have is that, of course, they're going to be chayef. The Edom Zomim are going to be chayef for what they did. How is the Hodor going to accomplish anything? And if you assume that the Hodor accomplishes something, Maishno, the second Bezin from the first Bezin. They're going and being moda in front of the second Bezin, so now moda b'knas is potter. And what happened with the first Bezin? One of Shach, If it doesn't work with the first Bezin, it shouldn't work with the second Bezin. If it works with the second Bezin, why shouldn't it work with the first Bezin? Mashapirish v'hodu b'bezin nachi b'chinam nakteidim. Rabbi Peretz starts by saying, he didn't really have to say v'hodu b'bezin nachi. V'hu adin ba'oso bezin atzmar shehuzmu kozvan shalun eschai v'leshalim v'mahanya hoda asa. Rabbi Peretz says that Rashi really could have said that they were moda in the same Bezin. Moda in the same Bezin. Because there's a need for a second tviya. The nidon has to be tovea, the edim zomim to pay them. So before the tviya, they can be moda b'knas, they can be moda, they were huzmu, and then they'll be potter from that chiyuv. So, Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz, why does Rashi have to say that there's a second bezdin? So, you readily understand there's something funny over here. Like, how are they going to admit in the first bezdin? Bezdin knows that they're Edom Zomim. What kind of admission is this? It's really madness. So he quotes his Rebbe, who talks and gives that answer, but he formulates it in a very beautiful way. Mori Rebbe sheyichya amar sheyofik even Rashi. Devadeh ba'oso bezden she'enem yicholam su lichbar tereishamu ha'hazama lo mahanya hoda asam. She'en zem marshia atzma. In the same bezden, they can't be moda anymore. Why? Because they can't be kofer. What's the Rebbe saying? He's saying that the only time that a hodah is called a hodah is if the person has the potential to be kofar. Someone has the potential to deny something and he admits it, that's a hodah. So yes, there's a din of moda b'knas patra, asher yashir Elohim prat l'mashiyas atzmo. But he has to be mashiyas atzmo. He's only mashiyas atzmo if he has the potential to be kofar, but he chooses to be moda, he chooses to be mashiyah. But if Bezdin knows that he's a rasha, he can't be kofar. Bezdin knows that he's a rasha, so then his hodah is meaningless. Bezdin doesn't need that hodah. Midi dahava bo edim the achak achoda the chayav b'knas gabi keifel. So he brings a raya. He says, we know that Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas. What happens if someone is moda b'knas and then eidim come? According to Rav, even in such a case, moda b'knas is potter, because moda b'knas not only is potter, not only is he exempt, can he be chayav based on his hoda'a, but the exemption is locked in forever. That even if eidim come later, Rav holds that he's going to be potter v'olam void. And Shmuel disagrees with that point. But Rav says that only if he's moda b'knas first, and then achakach bo eidim, then he's going to be potter l'olam void. What's the din if the reverse occurs? The first eidim come, and then he's moda? Everyone holds that he's going to be chayv in that case. Everyone holds that. Rav and Shmuel. Because if eidim come, and we know for sure that the person is chayv, so his hodo is meaningless. He can't be kofar anymore. He can't be kofar against eidim. So once we know for sure that he's chayv, then of course, even if he's moda b'knas, he's going to be chayv. That's not a hodah. Hodah is only meaningful if he has the potential to be kofar. If he could deny it and he decides to be moda, so then there's something significant. Then we have to talk about moda b'knas is potter, is it a poter, is it an exemption forever or not? But you can talk about that if he's moda to something that he could be kofar. But if the eidim came and they were machayiv him and we know for sure that he's chayiv, so then there's no meaning to the hodah, because since he doesn't have the potential for kfira, then the hodah is meaningless. That's why Rashi Bedavka had to pick this case that they're going to be mowed in front of the second bezin. To be mowed in front of the first bezin, that's almost ridiculous. The first bezin knows that they're eidim zomim because the second cot came and we're mazim the first cot. So once bezin knows that they're eidim zomim, they can't be mowed in. It's something they can't be kofar. They can't deny the hazama. They can't deny their eidus sheker and the fact that they were huzmu. So once they can't deny it, so then they don't have to be mowed to it either. Bezin knows that. So even if they're moda, they're not going to pater themselves. The p'tur is not going to be chal. If there's no hodah, then they can't be a p'tur. That's why Rashi engineers a case that they're being moda in a different bezdin. They're being moda in a different bezdin where it's not clear. Right? Bezdin did not hear the eidus in that context yet. So if they're moda before the eidim come there, so then maybe moda b'knas will be part. And that's the Rabbeinu Peretz b'shem Yisrael. So this idea that the Rebbe has that the only time a hodah is meaningful is if there's a potential for kfira, this is on the books. This is what the Rishonim write. The Rambam has a phrase like this. The Rambam says, when is moda b'knas chaya b'shvua? When is moda b'miktsas chaya b'shvua? Someone is moda b'miktsas, so he's chaya b'shvua. Reuben comes to Bez and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon admits to 50, and he's kofar in the 50. So then, since he's moda b'miktsas, he's chaya b'shvua on the kfira. So comes the Rambam and says, the only time he's chayav a shvua on the kfira is if he's moda b'mamon that he can be kofira. But if he's moda b'mamon, she'eni yochel lichbar, he's moda b'mamon that he can't be kofir. L'mashal, let's say Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100, and there's a shtar on 50. There's a shtar with Edom signed on it. So comes the Rambam and says, he's not chayav a shvua on the part that he's kofir, because he couldn't be kofir on the part that he's moda. Right? He's not chayav shvua on the part that he was kofar, the 50 that he was kofar, because his hodah was not meaningful. His hodah is meaningful only if he has the potential to be kofar. But if there's a shtar with eidim on the part that he's moded, that's not a hodah. He's not admitting to anything because he can't be kofar. He doesn't have the potential to deny it. It's mamish the same thing over here. If the hodah comes on something that you can't be kofar, that's not a hodah. There's no meaning to that hodah. So if the Eidim are going to be moda b'knas in the first bezdin, there's no significance in that hodah because they can't be kofar. They can't be kofar. It's not a hodah, so we can't say moda b'knas potter. Okay, that's the Rashi. That's Rashi. Why does Rashi have to give this case b'chlal? What's he talking about that they're moda b'knas in the second bezdin? It's after they became Eidim Zomim, but before the Tviyo. What's Rashi trying to figure out? He's giving this very strange case. So, of course, the answer is Rashi has to give us a situation where the person is moda b'knas. It has to be that the chiyuv exists, the chiyuv is in the world, that there was a ma'is aveira over here. If there's no mechayev for the eidim zomim, then there's nothing to be moda to. Right? They can only be mechayev themselves, they can only be moda to a chiyuv that exists. If the chiyuv doesn't exist, they can't be moda. If there was already a tviya for tashlumin, if the nidon was already tovea the eidim zomim to pay, so then it can't be moda either, because it's too late. Right? Again, if they can't be kofar, because there was already a tviya for tashlumin, so then they can't be moda to anything. Right? If the if the second card were not mazim the first card yet, so then the chiyuv doesn't, they can't be molded to anything. So Rashi is caught between a rock and a hard place. He has to figure out a case where there is a chiyuv, there was a hazama over here, so the edim can be molded to the hazama. If there weren't the hazama, so then what are they being molded to? Bechlal. So there has to be a hazama. Because mistama, before the second card is mazim the first card, there is no hazama. There's no status of edim zomim over here. So if there's no status of edim zomim, they can't admit to being zomimim. But at the same time, it has to be before there was a tviya, right? Before the chiyuv has set in, before the chiyuv tashlumin has set in. Because if the chiyuv tashlumin has set in, if there's been a tviya and bezlin has paskin, if there's been a gemar din, a second gemar din, there's been a second gemar din that the edim zomim now a chayiv the nidon, a chayiv to pay the nidon, then there's nothing to be moded to either, because it's a done deal, it's finished. That's like bo edim v'acha kachodu. If it's already been paskined up that the chayiv to pay the nidon, so then there's nothing to be moded to. So that's why Rashi gives us this case where there is a chiyiv, the status of edim zomim has been established, but yet the chiyiv tashlumin has not been paskined up. Chiyiv tashlumin has not been paskined up, so therefore the edim zomim have something to be moved. Okay. Comes the Tosis Rid and says he doesn't understand Rashi. He doesn't understand Rashi. He has the bombshell kasha on Rashi. Why should it matter that they go to the second bezin? I know why Rashi wants to do that. Why Rashi wants to say that they're going to the second bezin? Because he has to engineer this case where the chiyuv exists, but the chiyuv tashlumin has not set in yet. Okay. But how does going to the second bezin help you? How does going to the second bezin help you? Once edim have been made in the first bezin, then how does going to the second bezin help you? The Gemara in Bava Kama says if someone sees that edim are coming to testify, and he's moda b'knas before they actually testify, so then moda b'knas is pata. But the implication of the Gemara is that once edim have testified on the case, you can't be moda. Is that only true in the bezdin that the edim testified? Mistama not. Once edim have testified about this court case, how can someone be moda b'knas? That's the Tosis Rid's kasha. Once edim have testified in the first bezdin that there was a hazama, they testified that these edim are edim zomim, so then how can a hodah b'knas in the second bezin accomplish anything? That's like bo edim v'achar kach hodah b'knas. If the hodah b'knas occurs after the edim came already, so then you can't change anything. It's already a done deal. Rashi wants to convince us it's not a done deal until the nidon is tovea the edim and bezin actually passes up that the chayav to pay. It's not a done deal. In fact, the Tosfos says, why is it not a done deal? Edim came. Once the edim came, it's over. If Edom are only preparing to come, so then you could say Moda B'Knas is still part of it. But once the Edom came, it's over. Why does Rashi say that until the Tefillah L'Shalim, somehow it's not over? Why does Rashi say the second Beis Din is going to be any different? That's the Tosis Ritz Kasha. The Ketos HaChoshen and Simin Shenun asked this Kasha as well. He doesn't quote the Tosis Ritz. He must not have had the Tosis Ritz. But he asked the same Kasha. That's the obvious Kasha on Rashi. Rashi is trying to engineer a case where the chiyuv exists, but somehow they're able to be moda because it's not a done deal. So frek the ketzos, the same as the Tosis Rid, but it is a done deal. Once edim have testified, then it's over. And if it's over, then you can't be moda b'knas. Heaven the huzmuk far bebezdin al pi edim ksherim v'hecha debo edim v'achakach moda v'adar chayev v'ali v'dekul ayalma. Rabbeinu Peretz said that if bo edim v'achakach Hoda b'knas, of course he's going to be chayv. Moda b'knas is not going to be potter after the edim already came. V'imkein hecha meshkachas l'moda b'knas v'edim zom. So check the ketzos, what's Rashi saying? Rashi engineers this case trying to figure out that the chiv exists, but it's not a done deal. But it is a done deal. Once the edim have testified in the first bezdin, why does going to the second bezdin change anything, check the ketzos? It's really the Tosis Ritz kasha. Why does going to the second bezdin change anything? Says the Ktos, Ella, Ikra the Hainilsa, Kevan the Torah Omra, Sheyashian Elohim, which really be Elohim, Saloshan Chol, it means Bezdin. Prat the Mashiach Atzmo, Eina Dovetoli Elova also Bezdin Shadon Anaso Aksha. Sheyashian Elohim, Prat the Mashiach Atzmo, says the Ktos, applies to a specific Bezdin. It's focused on the specific Bezdin where he was Mashiach Atzmo, where he was Mother B'Knas. It's Tosis Ritz Kasha. koli ba'oso bezdin shidon anoso asher. V'bo eidim v'heidu ala bebezdin v'lo gomer esadin oso bezdin v'bo v'tove oso lefnei bezdin acher modu lefneim havelim modu beknas. V'bo eidim in one bezdin, they weren't gomer esadin, then he's tove in front of another bezdin and he's modu lefneim. So it doesn't matter that v'bo eidim in the first bezdin, says the Ketos, the Das Rashi. Rashi assumes that modu beknas potter is specific to the bezdin where the hodor took place. So you want to say that bo edim ve'achar kach hodah beknas is chayiv? No, that's only in the bezdin where the edim came. But if there's another bezdin where edim didn't come and he runs and before the edim come he's modah beknas, the takah modah beknas is potter in that bezdin. It's not like in this court case we say that once edim come you can't be modah beknas. That's not true. In the bezdin where the edim came, that's where you can't be modah beknas. But if there's a second bezdin where the edim didn't come, he can be modah beknas. And modah beknas potter will mean that he'll be potter la'olam void in that bezdin. The Nidon can bring him back to the first Bezdin and be Mechayev. He can bring him back to the first Bezdin and be Mechayev the Moda Beknas, be Mechayev the Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin. But in the second Bezdin, they can't be Chayev. They can't be Chayev since they were Moda before the Edom came. Beidina Kamoy Shabo Ha'edom al Aknas, Shapir Mechayev and also the Lefneim, Eno Moda Beknas, Kevin Shekvar, Ha'edom Edom Olav Lefneim. Since the Edom already testified in the first Bezdin, so then we're not going to say Moda Beknas Potter in the first Bezdin. But since in the second Bezdin they were Moda Beknas before the Edom testified, then we'll say Moda Beknas Potter, and the Ptur is going to be Chala Olam Vayim. So you might ask, L'mayin Afkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? So he'll bring him back to the first Bezdin. What's the purpose of the Edom Zomim going to the second Bezdin and being Moda there? So you can engineer a case, right, that the first Bezdin had the Edis that they're Edom Zomim. And then Epis, one of the Dayanim took sick, or he went out of town, so they're going to have to wait a couple of weeks to be Mechayiv the Edim. So in the interim, to the there is another Bezdin in town, the stomach of the Nidon is going to want to be Mechayiv him, he's going to want to get his money from them, so he'll take them to the second Bezdin and be Mechayiv them. So the Edim come, they jump to the second Bezdin, and they're mowed in front of the second Bezdin. That's going to pater them. That's going to pater them. Right? They can do something to pater themselves by being mowed in the second Bezdin. So, Taka in a Chanami, if the Dayanim from the first Bezdin are able to judge the second in Torah, where the Nidon is going to be Toveh, the Edom Zomim for Tashlumin, then he'll be able to be Mechayev them. No one's debating that. But until the first Bezdin gets its act together, until they're able to be done, it's not going to happen. If one of the Dayanim dies, let's say, so then it's not going to happen. Never going to happen. So then the fact that the Edom Zomim were mowed in the second Bezdin, that's going to accomplish something. Then we'll say that Moda Beknas Potter, the Nidon's going to have to be Mechayev them in a different city. He has to take them to a different Bezdin. He has to find another Bezdin. So it's Takanaf Kemidu L'maisa. It's a strange case, but it's relevant, right? That if you say that Moda Beknas Potter is specific to each and every Bezdin, it's specific to the Bezdin where the Hodo'o was done. If someone is Moda before the Edom come, then Moda Beknas Potter will Taka give him an exemption forever. So then, even if they became Edom Zomim in the first Bezdin, if they mowed the Beknas in the second Bezdin, then the Taka be going to be part of the Olam. And this is the Yisod of the Ketzos, to try to explain Rashi. Okay? Again, Rashi wants to give a case where the Chiyuv exists, but yet it hasn't been consummated, there hasn't been a Chiyuv Tashlumin, so he says they went to the other Bezdin. Why not in this Bezdin? No, they can't be kofer in this Bezdin. They can't be covered in this Bezdin, then the Hodo is meaningless. They can't be Moda either. It's like Bo Edom Va'achakach Hoda Beknas, where he's going to be Chayiv. It must be that they went to the second Bezdin. What's the Hodo going to do in the second Bezdin? If the Edom came already, they can't be Moda. No, they can be Moda. Because Moda Beknas Potter applies to each and every Bezdin. If Edom came first, then he can't be Moda Beknas in that Bezdin. If Edom didn't come and he was Moda first, so then Moda Beknas is going to be. Okay, that's what the Ketos says. Questions? Yeah.
So the management from this that we look at this, we look at the action, we isolate the action. It's not that the action itself is not really, it's not, it doesn't have any shaykhus to the first reason. It's just because
the hodah beknas?
The original bad testifying of the to be Edom Zomim.
It's not associated with the first Bezdin. It's not, because the fact is, if the Nidon is Toveya them, even outside of that Bezdin, he can be Mechayev them. Why not? Yeah. It's not automatic that once the first Bezdin ascertains that they're Edom Zomim, automatically they're Chayev to pay the Nidon. No, that the Dintorah that they testified on was one Dintorah. You need another Dintorah that the Nidon now is going to be Toveya, the Edom, to pay them. So that's not specific to this bezin. He can do that anywhere.
Even though it's like in that bezin.
Doesn't matter. He's gonna. I mean, it's easy to do it in that bezin because he doesn't need to bring extra edim to say that they're edim zomim because the bezin knows, right? But how does the bezin know? Because the second kat says that there's zomim. So if he brings that second kat to another bezin, he can mechayev them in a different bezin. It's complicated. That's why clearly he'd rather be mechayev them in the first bezin because he has the edus right there, right? The edim are there. The edim are going to have to come again, right? The edim are going to have to testify that there's zomim. Well, maybe you could say that once the edim testify that there's zomim, so then the bezin knows, so they don't even have to testify again. But Bezdin still has to pass it up, right? You still need a second din with a second tviyah where the nidon is going to be tviyah the edim zomim to pay them. That's what the Ketos wants to say, Danny.
Well, what if they be moda in the second Bezdin? They're already edim zomim.
They're edim zomim, but they're moda that the chayiv to pay. They're moda to the chayiv that the nidon is going to ask of them. In the second in Torah that he's going to bring up.
But they're already chayav.
Because you're assuming they're automatically chayav, but they're not automatically chayav. They're established as edim zomim, but now the nidon has to be toveah them to pay. That's Rashi's assumption, that you need another din Torah where the nidon is toveah them to pay. That's what's going to be machayav them to pay. It's not automatically the bezin says, okay, now that you're edim zomim, pay up. It doesn't work like that.
It's not just the technicality that once I'm in edim zomim, I have...
Apparently not. You need a tvi on the part of the nidon to be tovei the edim zomim to pay up. The Ketzosto adds another point. That's what got the Nesivis rolling over here. V'chein lehefach, says the Ketzos. Now that he's established that Moda B'Kas Potter is specific to the bezin where the Hadar took place, so he says it goes both ways. Not only in our case where these edim were established as edim zomim in bezin number one, and then their Moda B'Kas in bezin number two, Moda B'Kas can be Potter. They can be Potter in bezin number two. They're not going to be potter in bezin number one if they'd be moda b'knas, because since Adam came, that's like bo Adam va'achakach hoda b'knas, and there a person is chayiv. But if they were moda b'knas before bo Adam in the second bezin, then they can be potter. So it says the Ketzos, the same would be true if they'd be moda b'knas in bezin number two, right? They'd be moda b'knas in bezin number two, and then they'd come to bezin number one, not the Adam Zomim case, another Kistama moda b'knas case. Someone's moda b'knas in bezin number two, let's say, and then they come to bezin number one. So they come to bezin number one. If edim come in bezin number one before they were moda b'knas, then they can be chayiv in bezin number one. But since they were moda b'knas in bezin number two, they won't be able to be chayiv in bezin number two. He says it goes both ways, right? Either way, right? Just like if the edim zomim were established as edim zomim in bezin number one, and then they run to bezin number two and they're moda b'knas, that p'tur is going to be chal for them bezin number two, but not bezin number one. He says v'chein lehefer b'moda b'knas lefnei bezin su'ein mechayven oso afilu bo edim achaka. If they moda b'knas in one bezin, moda b'knas is potter even if achaka bo edim. But in tovo lefnei bezin acheru be edim. Let's say the person that the toveya, right, the toveya brings him to a different bezin and he's toveya him be edim. Since that Bezdin didn't have a Hoda, he wasn't Moda before the Edom came, so Bezdin is able to be Mechayev him in that Bezdin. That's the Ketosis addition. Sounds like he's saying the same thing as the first case, right? Not the same. Our case is where, let's say there's Bezdin number one, Bezdin Aleph. Right, let's say the chi of Edom Zomim is chal over here. Let's say here, bo Edom lahazin. Okay, and then they run to the second bezin and they moda b'knas. The moda shehuzmu. Dr. Ktzos, moda b'knas is pater over here. They're potter because this is moda b'knas v'achakach bo edim. Even if edim come later over here, it's not gonna change anything. So they're gonna be potter. But if they're moda b'knas here, they're gonna be chayiv. Why? This is bo edim. So if they're moda b'knas in the second bezin, they can be potter. Even if bo edim achakag, they're still going to be moda. They're still going to be potter. But if they're moda b'knas over here, then they're not going to be potter. Says the ktzos, the same would be true. Let's say they were hodu. You know, let's just say it simply. Let's say they were moda b'knas in bezin number one, and then in bezin number two, bo edim v'achak achodem. If they're moda b'knas in the first bezin, they're going to be potter la'olam v'ayin, even if achak achbo edim in this bezin. Potter b'bezin zeh. If bo edim in the second bezin, then the second bezin can be mechayevim. If bo edim kodem shahodu, they're going to be chayev. But why? Since they were moda b'knas in the first bezin, shouldn't we say that moda b'knas potter la'olam v'ayin? Right? Even if achakach bo edim, they should be potter la'olam v'ayin. Zoktik says no. Based on the yesod that I told you, moda b'knas is potter only in the bezdin where they were moda b'knas. But if in the second bezdin, Edom came before they had the opportunity to be moda, they can be chayv in that bezdin. Because the ptur of moda b'knas did not lock in the second bezdin, it only locked in the first bezdin. Okay, that's what the Ktzos says. Just like over here, in our case, if they're moda b'knas before Edom came in the second bezdin, they'll never be chayv in that bezdin. So too, if they were moda b'knas in bezdin number one, right? Even if they started the ball rolling, they're moda b'knas in bezin number one, right? They will be able to be meschayev in bezin number two as long as the toveya brought edim in bezin number two before they had the opportunity to be moda in bezin number two. Because moda b'knas potter is all a function of the bezin in which you were moda b'knas. Since they weren't moda b'knas b'tchila in bezin number two, they can be chayev in bezin number two. Zef.
Isn't he assuming like Hodas Baldin is the same thing then as Edim testifying?
Hodas Baldin came out of Edim, isn't it? I understand.
But does it work exactly the same as Edim? Who says like
the rule is that Moda B'Knas is Potter as long as you're Moda B'Knas before the Edim came.
Right.
And that's what we're assuming, like Rav.
A lot of what we were using over there that you're able to be Moda was the time period in between the Edim coming.
What's so the yesod?
Is it true that you have the same time period when you're just moda b'knas by yourself?
What's the difference? In our case, the Edom Zomim are moda that they're Edom Zomim.
I'm asking if it's they a quicker Gemar Din.
What?
If it's a quicker Gemar Din because you're moda b'knas.
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking. Right? The Edom are moda to their Chiyuv. Their Chiyuv Hazom. So if they're moda in Bezin number two, that they were huzmu, their moda before Edom came, even if Edom later came and said, yeah, they were huzmu in bez number one, we don't listen to them, because once their moda b'knas, their ptur kicks in, and they're never going to be chayv. Zok the Ktzos, even if they were moda b'knas initially, so you would think moda b'knas potter should tell me that there's a ptur that kicks in la'olam void. No, it only kicks in the first bez. If they go now to a second bez, if the toveya goes to the second bez and brings Edom in the second bez, then even if the person is moda b'knas, right, he takes a ganav, right? He claims that so-and-so stole, he's chayv kefel. He stole b'gnevi, he's chayv kefel. So if he's moda that he stole b'gnevi in the first bez, then he can't be chayv kefel. He can be chayv keren, but not the kefel. So if the nignav now takes him to the second bez, then, and he brings Edom that he stole b'gnevi, so then he can be chayv in the second bez, then, and he can't be moda b'knas anymore, because once the Edom came, he can't be moda b'knas. And that's what the Ktzos says.
How long is the time period before the Edom by the first, like in Bezin 1?
Once he's moda b'knas, the Edom can come. The Edom have to come before, that's all. Edom have to come before the Hodah in order for him to be chayv. Once he's moda b'knas, it doesn't matter when the Edom comes. He's always going to be potter. Frekt and Asivis, what's the Ktzos talking about? Even if you agree with what he says, Bedas Rashi, but his Lechem Lehefech, his other case, that's too much, Zokta Nesivis. That doesn't make any sense. Nesivis is in page 3. Ktzos HaChoshen Shekosa Dibetnas Af Shehodu B'Nei Bezdin Echad V'Achar Kach Bolof Nei Bezdin Achar V'Hevi Edim Chayev. Kevin Shabo, Adam Kodam Shodel of Nebezvin Hasheni the Chayiv. Well, this case that the Adam come in the second Bezdin. So in the second Bezdin, he's going to be Chayiv. How can that be? Mashmad, Afilu Yesh Adam Shahoda Kfar Lef Nebezdin Aleph. It sounds like even if the Adam admit that he was Moda, the Adam know that he was Moda in front of the first Bezdin. We know that he was Moda in front of the first Bezdin. It doesn't matter. If Adam come and I'm a Chayiv in the second Bezdin, then he can't be Moda B'Knas in the second Bezdin, and his Hodah B'Knas in the first Bezdin is not going to help him at all. Correct the Nesivus, how does that make any sense? He was Moda B'Knas initially. The case started with the Hodah B'Knas. Once he was Moda B'Knas, so he's Potter La'olam Vaed. He's Potter La'olam Vaed. Bishlam in the case in our Gemara, how did it start? It started that there are Eidim in the beginning. He didn't have a Hodah B'Knas. He didn't have a Hodah B'Knas in the beginning. If he wasn't Moda B'Knas, then you can say that once Adam came in the first Bezdin, then the rule of Moda B'Knas Pot is not going to apply in that Bezdin. So you want to be Mechadish, K'tos HaChoshen, that if they run to the second Bezdin and they're Moda B'Knas in the second Bezdin before Adam can come, then the Ptur can be Chal La'olam Vo'ed, that I can hear. Because since you started by being Moda B'Knas in the second Bezdin, then the Ptur can be Chal. But if the whole case begins with a Hodah B'Knas, how can you say that the second Bezdin can be Mechayev him if Adam come first? Adam are not coming first. They're coming first in that Bezdin, but once he was Moda B'Knas, it doesn't make any sense that you should be able to be Mechayev him. Not in the first Bezdin, not in the second Bezdin either. Why not? What's the difference? So he brings a raya from the Gemara and Dafai and Dalet on the Beis and Bava Kama. We're not going to get to the... It's a complicated Gemara. Right? What's the Gemara? Okay, let's do the Gemara. Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel had an Eved Knaini named Tavi, right? So he accidentally poked at his eye. I'm sure he didn't do it b'kavon, right? The Ma'ase of Rabbi Gamliel Shesimias Ein Tavi Avdo Vayasameach Simcha Gedola. He was very happy. Why? Because we know that an Eved Knaini is Yotze L'Chayrus if the Adon pokes at his eye. So he found Rabbi Yeshua, and he told him B'Simcha Gedola, you know, my Eved Tavi goes out L'Chayrus because I poked at his eye. He was very fond of his Eved, right? That his Eved knew Avadim were parted from Sukkah. We had the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak in Sukkah. He was very fond. He was a very choshev Eved. Rabbi Yeshua tells him, I don't think so. Since you don't have Edim that you poked at his eye, you know, his eye could have been poked at by some other means, not by the other. Since you don't have Edim, there's no meaning to what you said. Ein bidbarecha klum shekfar ein lo Edim. He doesn't have any Edim, so therefore it's not going to work. Why? Presumably, Rabbi Gamliel was Moda B'Knas. Right? That's the Knas, that if the Odon pokes out the eye of the Eved Knaini, he goes out L'Cheiris. Rabbi Yeshua says, since you don't have Eid, since he doesn't have Eidim, it's not going to work. So it sounds like if Yesh lo Eidim, then Taka, he would be Chayiv. Right? He'd be Chayiv to be Meshachar him. If he would have Eidim, if Tavi would have Eidim, then he would be Chayiv. Rabbi Gamliel was Moda B'Knas. So Dr. Gemara, it sounds like Moda B'Knas, the Achakach Bo Edom is Chav. And as long as Edom come, even if you're Moda B'Knas B'Tchila, he'd be Chav. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya to. It wants to bring a raya that even if Achakach Bo Edom, if Achakach Bo Edom, he'd be Chav even if you were Moda B'Knas B'Tchila. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. It's not a raya. Rabbi Gamliel was Moda Shalom B'Fnei Bezdin. If he was Moda Chutz L'Bezdin, that's not a Hodah B'Knas. So since it's not a Hodah B'Knas, if Tavi were to have Edim, then he would go out L'Cheiris, because the Edim can work, even if you would say that Moda B'Knas, the Achakach Bo Edim is Potter. But if the Hodah B'Knas is not significant, then the Edim can come and be Mechayiv. Okay, that's the Gemara. That basically, Edim can be Mechayiv if there is no Hodah B'Knas, but if he were Moda B'Knas, and then Achakach Bo Edim, if you're Moda B'Knas in Bezdin, the Hodah B'Knas is only significant if he's Moda in Bezdin. So if he's Moda B'Knas in Bezdin, then Achakach Bo Edim, then Taka he be Pot. Zokta Nesivis, what's the case over here? It sounds like if he were Moda B'Knas in Bezdin, it doesn't matter what Bezdin he was Moda in, right? It doesn't matter what Bezdin he was Moda in, then Tavi can bring Edim, right? Tavi can bring Edim. If he were Moda B'Knas in Bezdin, then even if Tavi brings Edim, he's going to be Potter. Right? He's not going to be Yotze L'Cheiris. If Rabbi Gamliel were not Moda B'Knas, if he were Moda Chutz L'Bezdin, that's not a Hodah B'Knas. So then if Tavi brings Edim, then he can go L'Cheiris. But if Rabbi Gamliel were Taka Moda B'Fnei Bezdin, any Bezdin, then Edom is not going to help you anymore. It's only if you were moda chutz to Bezin that Edom are going to help you. But if you were moda in Bezin, then the Edom are not going to help you anymore. Why not? According to the Tzos, they should help you. If Edom come to a second Bezdin, then you could be mechayvim in the second Bezdin. Why do you say that just because he was moda beknas, then the Edom are not going to help you anymore? No, the Edom should help you in the second Bezdin. The Tzos claims the hodah beknas only patters in the first Bezdin. It doesn't patter in a second Bezdin. So Tavi could bring Edom in the second Bezdin. Rabbi Gamliel was Mesame Eino, and he could go out Lecheres because the second Bezdin can paskin up. If you say like the Tzos that Moda Beknas Potter is only a Potter in the first Bezdin, so then there's still a way that that you could be Chai if the Edom come to the second Bezdin. So up to Nesivis, he doesn't think the Tzos is right, because there's a very big difference between the two cases that the Tzos is talking about. Our case in the Gemara and the extra case that the Tzos mentions. Let's say someone is Moda Beknas in Bezdin number one, and then Edom come to Bezdin number two. Because these are two different dinim that we're talking about. Moda beknas potter, first of all, means that you can't be mechayevin. But secondly, it means that there's an exemption that kicks in forever. The rule that you can't be mechayevin, so that taka applies in each bezdin. That's a function of each bezdin. Even if Edom came in the first bezdin, but if they're moda beknas in the second bezdin can't do anything. Right? They're potter. You can't be mechayev them based on that hodah. You can't be mechayev them based on that hodah. But the second rule, that moda beknas is a potter, right? If the person is moda beknas in the first bezdin, there were no edim in this case until he was first moda beknas potter, upoter. Once he's moda beknas, the ptur is chala olam vod. That's not related to the different batei din. The rule that Pratla Mashiach Satsmo, that Moda Beknas Potter is only a function of the Bezdin, that's the Pasuk Asher Shirun Elohim, Pratla Mashiach Satsmo. If Bezdin's Mashiach, right, so then he's Chayev. If he's Moda Beknas, so then he's going to be Potter, Bezdin is not going to be able to be Mechayev. That's the first din. But the din that Moda Beknas is Potter La'olam Vod, that even if Achakach Bo'edim he remains Potter, that's not learned from Pratha Mashiach Satsma. That's learned from Im Masri Simotse. That's a different limud. That's a limud that Moda Beknas is Potter La'olam Vod. If a person is Moda Beknas, if the beginning of the case is that he's Moda Beknas before any Edom come, then the Ptur is Chal La'olam Vod. The only reason the Ktso says that if he's Moda Beknas before Edom come in the second Bezdin, he can Potter himself, that's because in that Bezdin, since the Edom didn't come in that Bezdin, Bezdin is not going to be able to be mechayev him based on his hodah beknas. But in the second case, once he was moda beknas, if the whole case started with the hodah beknas, there wasn't Edom betchila, so then the ptur is chala olam vayed. Even in the second Bezdin, no one's going to be able to be mechayev him. What's the lashon of the nesivus? Let's see it together. Lefiyani is daiti ain zedimyan klal. The shom kevin the kolzman the shame knas al moment zeveleka edim ubolif ne bezdin sheni vahoda veleka edim ne bezdin sheni mashias atzmahu veicha bezdin yicholim lechayv bedavar sheadayin knasu al pi atzma. If there were no edim in this case, right? If there were no edim in the case, so bezdin can't be mechayvim because he was mashias atzma, right? Even if Edom came in the first Bezdin, but in the second Bezdin, since no Edom came, and he's Mashiach Satzmo, so Bezdin can't be Mechayevim. Masha'em ken shekvar hoda v'niftar, mehechetesi yichayvu ha-Bezdin ha-Shem. In the second case of the Tzos, once he was Moda Beknas in the first Bezdin, and he was Niftar in the first Bezdin, so the Ptur is Chal on him forever. There's no way that a second Bezdin can be Mechayevim. In the first case, there was a chiyuv, right? Edom came in the first Bezdin. So the special halacha that the second Bezdin can't be mechayivim, because Moda Beknas, Prat L'Mashiach Satzo, Moda Beknas is potter, that's a function of each and every Bezdin. But if the Nidon brought him back to the first Bezdin, Avada, he'll be able to be mechayivim. Why? Because the first Bezdin already had Edom that came to be mechayivim. If he brought him back to the first Bezdin, since the first Bezdin had Edom that were mechayivim, they'd be able to be mechayev the Eidim. But in the second case, since he was moda beknas in the first Bezdin, we didn't start with a chi of Eidim. He was moda beknas matchila, so then the ptur of moda beknas is going to be chala olam vayed. The Ptur Bod Bekas is going to be Chala Olam Vaed. So even if Edom come, right? If Edom come in the second Bezdin, how can they be Mechayev him? Once he was Moda Beknas in the first Bezdin, it doesn't make any sense that the Edom should be able to be Mechayev him in the second Bezdin. That's the Nesivis' Taina against the Ktos HaChash. But the basic Yisod of the Ktos, the Pshat and Rashi, that still stands. That really is what Rashi is saying. Rashi holds that Edom Zomim can't be Mishalim al Piatzma. That means that after they were huzmu in the first Bezdin, they come to the second Bezdin, and then Moda that they were huzmu in the first Bezdin, so Moda B'Knas Pata tells me that the first Bezdin is not going to be able to be Mechayev in there. But if the needle taka brings them back to the first Bezdin, then the first Bezdin will be able to be Mechayev. That's Rashi. The Tosis Rid doesn't like the Rashi, right? Tosis Rid says he doesn't understand why it should make a difference if they go to the second Bezdin. Just like the Nesivas couldn't figure out the Ktosis' second case, the Ktosis' Rid doesn't understand the first case. Why does it matter? Why do we say that it's a function of each and every Bezdin? Why should we say it's a function of each and every Bezdin? So he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. What does the Ktosis' Rid offer as an alternative to Rashi's Pshat? What's the case? When do the Edom Zomim not pay off the Atzma? Ro'isi l'mefarish acher, says the Ktosis' Rid. Shapirish b'reish makas kach. Says the Tosfos, what's the case? Rabbi Akiva says they're not Mishalim al Piatzman when? That's after they testified in Bezdin. Now they come and say that they were made Edom Sheker. They testify about themselves that they are Edom Zomim. They testify that they were made Edom Sheker. So that's the situation, that because Moda B'Knas is Potter, they're not going to be Neman to say that they're Edom Zomim. Moda B'Knas doesn't mean that they're Moda B'Knas in a different Bezdin. It's that they're Moda in this very Bezdin. There's no difference between the first Bezdin and the second Bezdin according to the Tosfos. What are they being Moda to? I thought they have to be Moda to a Chi of Edom Zomim, but if a second Kat didn't come, there was no second Kat that was Mazim the first Kat, so then they're not Edom Zomim. What are they being Moded to? They're not being moded to a chiv of Edom Zomim. So how is it moded b'knas? Zakta Torah is sweet. No, there's them being moded to the chiv of Edom Zomim. They're being moded. They were made Edo Sheker. They are being moded themselves that they were made Edo Sheker. They are being mazim themselves, so to speak. So that's the hodah of the knas. They're moded that they're Edom Zomim. Not that a second kah came and were actually mazim them, but they're moded that they should be Edom Zomim. They're moded that they were made Edo Sheker. That's enough to say that they're Moda B'Knas. The Taka not going to be Nema to do that. Not because they can't be Mazim themselves, but because Moda B'Knas is part. If Edom Zomim would have been a Chi of Mamon, then the Taka would have been able to be Mazim themselves. As long as the Edom come and they say, after they gave the testimony, they say that they were made Edo Sheker, they become Edom Zomim. They become Edom Zomim. There was no second cut. They become Edom Zomim, and they be chayav to pay the Nida. That's if you assume Edom Zomim is Mamon. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, Edom Zomim is a Knas, and because it's a Knas, they're not Neman to be Mazim themselves. There's nothing intrinsically problematic with them being Mazim themselves. They could be Mazim themselves. As long as they testify that they were made Edo Sheker, that the first Edus was Taka Sheker, they become Edom Zomim. The problem is that Modeh B'Knas is Potter. Right? Since the Chiv Edom Zomim is the Chiv Knas, then they can't be Modeh. They can't be Modeh. And that's what it means that they can't be Mishalim al Piyas. Wow, this is quite a shot on the Tosfos Rid. Because right? The Tosfos Rid, to explain where there's a Hodah B'Knas by Edom Zomim, is introducing this idea that the Edom perhaps can be Mazim themselves. They can be Mazim themselves. You can have a Hazoma, the Ikar Adin, even without a second Kat coming and being Mazim in the first Kat. That really the Edom Zomim could have been Mazim themselves. The only reason they can't be Mazim themselves to say that they were made in Edom Sheker is because Moda B'Knas is Potter. So if they're Moda to the Knas of Edom Zomim, they're going to be Potter. Why did the Tosfos Rid say such a pshat? Because he's bothered with Rashi. Because Rashi has to introduce that they came to the second Bezdin and somehow there's a difference between being Moda in the first Bezdin and being Moda in the second Bezdin. In fact, the Tosfos Rid, what's the difference? Once a second Kat came and was Mazim the first Kat, then they're Edom Zomim. So if they're Edom Zomim, they can't be Moda to anything. It's over. The case is over. Rashi introduced this idea. No. There are two stages. First, they become Edom Zomim, and then the Nidon has to be Toveya them to pay. So because there's this second stage, they can jump the gun. They can jump the gun and they can be moda in a bez din sheni, and as a result of that, that'll be moda b'knas and they'll be potter. In fact, the Tosfos read, what's going on over here? Once it's established that they're Edom Zomim, what are they being moda to? They can't be kofar in it anymore. If they can't be kofar, then what's the value of being moda in the second bez din? It's no better than being moda in the first bez din. So the Tosfos read, no. Hoda b'knas over here doesn't mean that they're moda in the second bez din, they were chuzim in the first bez din. It means that they're moda that they're Eidu Zomim. They're moda that they were made Eidu Sheker in this Bezdin. They're moda in the Bezdin that they were made the Eidu Sheker. They're mazin themselves. That's the Hodor B'Knas. And since moda B'Knas Potter, they're not able to do that. That's what the Gemara said. Yes?
Does that Hodor have to be like Derech HaZomah?
Oh, we're going to get to that. So that's the Tosfos Rit. These are the two approaches in the Rashi and the Tosfos Rit. Rashi says that moda b'knas potter means that they're moda in the second bezin. Tosfos Rid says no, they're moda in the first bezin. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Tosfos Rid? So clearly it's poshut. Rashi just holds you can't be mazin yourself. What kind of a strange notion is that? Hazama means that two other angels come and they say imanu ha'isim b'makom ploni. They have to say the magic words that you were with us. But the edim themselves, I mean, heicham atzina, the edim themselves can be mazin. They can be mazin themselves. Another cot can be mazim the first cot, but the first cot can be mazim themselves. So Rashi just didn't like the Tosfos Rid because he feels that the halacha that the Tosfos Rid is mechadesh is so creative, it's so difficult that he can't fathom such an idea. How can the Edom be mazim themselves? That's why Rashi had to stand on his head. But the Tosfos Rid felt compelled to be mechadesh what he said because he thinks Rashi's pshat is very difficult. That's why he was mechadesh his own approach to this. So the question is, what exactly is the Tosfos Rit saying? But what is this strange idea that the Edom and Zomim can be mazin themselves? What exactly are they testifying about? They say they were made in Eidah Sheker. Made Eidah Sheker doesn't sound like Hazama to me. If they're made about themselves that they were in such and such a place, they weren't there. They weren't in that place at that time. They couldn't have testified. Right? If it's an Eidus Hazama, right? If it's a Sheker the Hazama, so then I can understand that there's a Hazama over here. Are they just being made that they lied? They're just saying that there was an Eidah Sheker, or is it something more to the Eidahs? So if you look at some of the Rishonim that seem to take the approach of the Tosfos Rit, you see that there are different versions of the Tosfos Rit, different versions of this approach. Meiri, in Makkos, seems to take the approach of the Tosfos Rit, but he fine-tunes it a lot more. This is the way that Moshe was suggesting. What does the Meiri say? Eidim Zomim, Emesh Alman Al Piyatzman, the Kneshu Knaz. Keitza, what's the case? Hareisha Heidu Venech Reidusam, Ve'achar Gachritzon, Olam Ala Achar Tadei Dibur, Amru Sheker, Heyadnu Ve'en Zechayev Lezeklum, V'lo Od Ela Shehayom, Sheheyadnu Olav Makam Ploni Hayinu. After they testify about the Nidom, that he's Chayev, then they say that no, we were made Eidu Sheker. He's really not Chayev anything. What's more, Hayom Shehi Adnu Olav B'Makom Ploni Hayinu. We were B'Makom Ploni on the day that we claim that the Eidus occurred. Osha Amru Sheker Hey Adnu Kvar Huzamnu Be'Eidusenu Be'Ezdin Ploni. Or the second case, Rashi's case, that we were made an Eidus Sheker and we were Huzmu in Be'Ezdin Ploni, and now it's the second Be'Ezdin that they're being molded in front of. Hey Mishalman Al Piatzman. They can't be Mishalman Al Piatzman in either case. So the Meiri quotes both approaches, both the Tosfos Rit and Rashi, but has he interpreted the Tosfos Rit? What's the Eidus that the Eidim are giving? That they were made Eidus Sheker, v'lo od, that they weren't even in the same place when that Eidus took place. When they claim that the Eidus took place, they actually were not there. They were not there v'osos man v'osos makam. Meiri obviously is assuming that if they don't say that they were made Eidus Sheker, the Hazama, then there's no havamina that's called the hodor b'knas. They can only be mazim themselves if they're moda, if they're meyed, the sheker, the hazama. That means that they can't simply say that they were meyed sheker, but they have to say that the sheker was a hazama de sheker, that they weren't in the same place in the same time when they claim that the edus took place. Shalom.
Doesn't this kind of bridge into
We're going to get to it. Comes the Meiri and says that the situation of the Tosfos Rit, that the Edom are being Moda, that they're Edom Zomim and they're being Mazin themselves, it's only if they're made in Eidu Sheker de Hazom. They say that they were made in Eidu Sheker de Hazom. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidos also echoes the approach of the Meiri. He quotes both approaches to the sugya. But what does the Rambam say? This is in Hilchos Eidos Perek Yud Ches Halacha Ches. Chiyuv Eidim Zomim L'Shalim B'Mokam Shechayav L'Shalim Knas. L'Chiyuv Eidim Zomim to pay. When the Chayav to pay is a Knas. L'Fikach Eim L'Shalim Al Pi Atzman. Ketzer. What's the case? Zok the Rambam, Harei Shehe Idu V'Nech Breidu Sama Bezdin V'Achagach Omru Shneim Eidu Sheker He Adnu V'Ein Lo Zeitzel Zeklun Osha Amarnu He Adnu Al Zebekav Akav V'Hu Zamnu Eim Shalman Al Pi Atzman. What does the Rambam say? They first testify in Bezdin, and then they say, no, we were made Eidu Sheker. Sheker He Adnu. He doesn't add V'lo Od Ela Hayinu Lo Hayinu Ba'osa Makamu Ba'osa Zman. He just says, we were made Eidu Sheker. That's it. Eim Shalman Al Pi Atzman, Moda B'Knas is Potter. They're not going to be Chayim. It's very interesting. As opposed to the Meiri and Makas, who says that they have to be made a Sheker the Hazama, the Rambam doesn't say they have to be made a sheker d'azama. They just have to say that they were made a sheker, and they can be mazim themselves with that aegis. They can be mazim themselves. If not for moda b'knas potter. And that b'emes is the lotion of the Tosus Rid. What does the Tosus Rid say? Does he mention sheker d'azama? Not really. Im achag ma'din zeh shehidu ala chozu ve'hizim u'atzman v'omru eidus sheker he'adnu. Hey, Mishalman Al Pi Atzman. He doesn't say V'lo Od Ela Shehayinu B'Makom Acher Ba'Oso Zman. So from the Tosfos Rid and the Rambam, you get the impression that the Eidim Zomim would have been able to be Mazim themselves as long as they admit that they were made Eid Sheker. Even if they're not Moda that they were made Eid Sheker to Hazam. The Meiri says no, they have to be made Eid Sheker to Hazam. They have to admit that they were Taka. They were not ba'osa makom or ba'osa zman. If they moded that they were made the sheker d'hazama, so then they could have been mazim themselves if not for the fact that moded b'knas potter. Again, they're not going to be able to be mazim themselves. But why? Not because intrinsically eidim zomim can't become zomim themselves. No, they can be mazim themselves. If they testify that they were made the sheker, they could become eidim zomim. It's just moded b'knas potter prevents it from getting off the ground. But from the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid, you get the impression that they can be mazim themselves, if not for moda b'knas potter, as long as they admit that they were made eid sheker. Even if they don't say that they were made eid sheker d'hazama, that's enough. That would have been enough as long as they say that they were made eid sheker. Eli.
Right. If it's, I don't understand. If it's moda b'knas, why can't we know that even if it's moda b'knas potter?
Moda b'knas potter tells me that the hodah is meaningless. So even though al pidin it would have been called hazama, you see, you could have said that's not a hazama bechlal. The only way that you could be mazim edim is if another kat comes. You need two edim against two edim. The chiddush of the Meiri and the Tosfos Rid and the Rambam is that no, meikra then you really don't need two edim against these edim zomim to be mazim. The edim zomim can be mazim themselves if they admit that they were made eid sheker. Then they're husmu. The shaila is what kind of eid sheker do they have to admit to? But really, they could have been mazim themselves, if not for the fact that moda b'knas is potter. Moda b'knas potter says they can't be moda to a chi of eidim zomim, but be'etzim, in terms of what hazama is, they could have been mazim themselves. It's just moda b'knas potter prevents it from happening. Yes.
I'm not following what the Meiri adds that's different than that.
The lashon of the Meiri is that. So first of all, they say we were made sheker. It's not true. He's not chayv. V'lo od ela shehayom sheheadnu olav b'makom ploni hayinu. The day that we testified that this halvah took place, we were not there. We were in a different place. So he's adding what type of sheker it is. It's a sheker the hazoma. It's not stam they say that we were meshaker. We lied. The thing didn't happen. They say, no, we couldn't testify because we were in a different place, in a different mokom at that time. How can the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid assume that they can be mazim themselves even if they only testify that they were made in Eid Sheker, but they don't have to testify a Sheker, the Hazama? How can that be? Well, Shmuel Rozovsky in the Shirim Tamakas explains that they must hold that the real machayev of the Edom Zomim is not sheker de hazama, but rather it's the edel sheker itself. The very fact that they were made edel sheker, that's what's really machayev. And he says the emes is, it's really meduyik in the Rambam like that. Because the Rambam at the beginning of that perek, I'm not sure if I gave this halacha to you. The Rambam in perek yuches, halacha aleph, he starts off by saying, Misha heyed b'sheker v'noda be'edem shehey b'sheker, zehu shenikra eid zomim. Someone who's made sheker, and it's known to Edom that they were made in Edom Shagar, he's an Eid Zomim. It's like interesting. The Rambam does not mention, when he defines what an Eid Zomim is, so he says, what's the ikar of an Eid Zomim? The fact that he was made a Sheker, period. He doesn't even talk about what the Sheker is. It sounds from the Rambam that the ikar really is the Eid Sheker. Of course, there's a detail. Right? There's a detail, there's a halacha, right? That it has to be an Eid Sheker, that the Edom are testifying that they can't give that edus because they were not ba'osa makam ba'osa, they were not ba'osa makam ba'osa zman. But the ikar, according to the Rambam, the ikar mechayev for the edim zomim is the edus sheker itself, not sheker the hazam. Moshe.
But in edim zomim in general, don't we assume that all the edim are accomplishing is that you couldn't have seen that? They're not saying that edus is sheker. They're saying you couldn't have seen that edus. They don't have the power to deny that mitzvah that could have happened. They only have the power to just say that you weren't there. The Rambam in the room is saying that the Iker Edom Zomim is an Edom Sheker. That's not what the Edom are coming to prove. They're just coming to prove that they weren't there. They couldn't have seen what they're claiming to have seen. It could have happened, though.
What you're basically saying is that how can the first Edom be Mazin themselves by just saying that they were made B'Sheker? Hakosh is really the same thing. They're just contradicting themselves. Why is that called Hazama? Why is it called Hazama? If they're not mentioning the time and place, if they're not saying that they weren't there in that place when they claim that the Edus took place, so how is that Hazama? That's really Hakhasha. Right, well, why is that called Hazama? Before the answer is that what's really the difference between Hakhasha as opposed to Hazama? Why do we believe the second kai when it comes to Edom Azimin? And when it comes to Edom Akhishim Zuazu, we say that it's Botle Dusam, we just throw the whole thing out. If the second cot says, look, I don't know, we don't know if the Edom were here, but the reality is the Nidon was with us at that time, the Edus could not have taken place. So there's a hakosha, there's a contradiction between the two kitas. So in such a case, the Bezin says, okay, we just wash our hands from the situation, we're not going to be mechayev anyone, we throw out the whole case. Are the first Edom chayev for being meshaker? No, we don't know who is meshaker. Hakosha is just a bittel, right, which we're simply mevatel the whole din and it's over. Hazama, we take the edus of the second kat seriously. And kashazama, right? We give the onesh of kashazama on the first edus. And what's the difference between hazama and hakosha? So the real difference, the Rishonim say the real difference is that hakosha, the second kat is not being made on the first kat. My chos is the samcha sahani, smoka hani. Why should I believe the first kat? Believe the first kat. Why should I believe the second kat? Believe the first kat. Because the second kat is not being made on the first kat. They're being made on the Edus. There's a hakosh in the Edus, so how do I know which kat to believe? By Edom Zomim, there's a Chiddush HaTorah that you have to believe the second kat. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That since the second kat is testifying about the Edom are not, the first kat is not Neman to testify about themselves, so the second kat is Neman against the first kat. The Chiddush of Hazama is that we believe the second kat over the first kat, because the second kat is testifying about the Edim, not about the Edus. They're testifying about the Edom themselves. So once they're testifying about the Edom, then we have to believe the second kind. What the Rambam and the Tosfos Rida are saying is that if the Edom Zomim claim that they were made Edus Sheker, and if they themselves testify that they were made Edus Sheker, why shouldn't we believe them? Hodas Baden Kameya Edom Dami. If another group of Edom claims that they were made Edus Sheker, they don't say Imanu Hayisim B'makom Ploni. They don't talk about the Sheker, the Hazama. So then, why should we trust the second Kat? This one says that there was an Edus, and the other one says that the Edus didn't take place. So there's a Hakosha in the Edus, so we don't know which Kat to believe. But if the Edom themselves say that the Edus is an Edus Sheker, so then of course we should believe these Edom. That's what the Rambam is saying. The only thing that's missing from Hazama normally, the only reason why normally you need the second Kat to say Imanu Hayisen, it's because without that statement, there's really no reason to believe the second cut over the first cut. But if it's the first cut themselves admitting that they lied, of course we should believe that cut about themselves. Why not? The only reason why not is because Moda Beknas Potter. But if not for Moda Beknas Potter, of course we should believe the first cut, because the first cut is the second cut. It's the same people. So if they admit that they were made Eidus Sheker, then we should believe them. And we should make them into Eidim Zomim based on their testimony. Why not? Why shouldn't we believe them? It's only because Moda B'Knas is Potter that we're not going to believe them. So that's what the Tosafot is written. The Rambam says that they don't have to be made, that they were made Eidus Sheker, the Hazama. You don't need that prat if we're talking about the Eidim themselves, because of course they're going to be believed about themselves. If they say they were made in Eidus Sheker, we're going to believe them about what they did. And if we believe them, then they turn into Eidim Zomim. It's just in a regular case where there are two different kitos coming, so there's no way that you can believe the second kad unless the second kad is made about the first Eidim. That's why they have to say that you weren't there in that place at that time. But without that, then there's no reason to believe the second kad. But if there is reason to believe the second kad, if the kad if the first kad is the second kad, if they're mazin themselves, so then they don't have to say a sheker the hazama. Even if they say that they were made a sheker, that should be sufficient to turn them into Eidim Zomim. We'll stop here. The Shita Mekubetz has a very important point, but okay, we'll leave it for now. I'll just add a brief.